Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while driving. First, I'll say what I'm doing, and then some of the development software that I'm trying to get done. It's not a automation update, it's more a strategic update. So I'm driving a little bit earlier to drop in on Bunnings. I'm going to try and return a hose that when I bought, it said, no, we're going to fix the old one. And I come to the conclusion that we couldn't fix the old one because it was leaking at too many points. But all that being said, I suppose to take a different attitude to it all. So I had bought a cheap replacement, but that was said, no, take it back. And the unfortunate problem is that I put the receipt through the washing, so I just hope that modern technology will allow me to show the credit card, them to scan the credit card, pick out what's going on, and all be hunky-dory. The other aspect is getting the second gas bottle ready for Christmas. So we have two barbecue gas bottles, one which is always full and one which is in the process of being used. It's an expensive thing to go, and of course not, yeah, probably last Christmas you got the gas on, and you do the turkey on the inside with your barbecue. You know, the reason because that it's just having an oven inside the house is just far too hot. Can you imagine that? And of course what happened is it was going for a short while, it all stopped, and I put a new gas bottle on. What the heck? So I have gas on. Of course, the entire thing could have blown me sky high because the regulator had given up the ghost. And so I had to go through the process of buying a new regulator. And of course, the new regulators, the times have changed, they've got a different gas opinion. So it wound up being good. $30 to buy a new regulator rather than $8, whatever it is, get it in. So that was, I think, a disaster. So even though I have explained it and I've gone through the entire process, it's you forgot the gas. You just can't get out of that type of stuff. So I'll go down and redo it at Bunnings. Of course, they charge an arm and a leg for gas bottles. This is 8 kilograms are $28 a or $29. Now that's 8 into that. 3/8 24. So that's $3.50 a kilogram of LPG, and you know, what the heck is going on? That's a huge amount of price to get there. And you know, you're renting the bottle and all that kind of stuff. But it's a fair whack cheaper. I think around even under $20 from Bunnings. So I'll be going to Bunnings to do two bits of business and see where I can go and have enough time to get done. Now, I'm up. I've set up the process where people can submit quizzes. Now, it just means that I can actually just read the quiz and pump it through the software, so I can get the software tested more easily. And I've had only one person so far, and you think the number of people reading a particular quiz, and so each quiz will have basically the form, you know, the form for you to enter a quiz, so eventually it should take off. But it's sort of one of these things of human behaviour. I sent a note to a friend saying, hey, you want to get on? And they just responded, oh, great hearing from you. We have a little catch up. It's not that they're not listening to you. It's just incomprehensible that someone, you go up and ask your friend to put in a quiz. And I'm just really stretching my head to work. What was going on. Now, unfortunately, I just never get enough time. I've got to get hold of my old power supply at my school, see if I can get that secretly given up to me, and what else can I do? And I've got to get a ferrite rod. I used to buy lots of ferrite rods for school experiments. It's a major thing. They used to have 50 hertz, what is it, transformers that you build at school, and just totally insane how that would only work with a properly designed transformer. The entire art of transformer buying is that they've got a frequency response, and that a lot of design goes in it. So you can get a student to wrap a few loops around a wire, around a rod, you're not going to really pick up all that that much, even though in theory in the HSC that's the way it's done. You know, there's 200 loops here and 300 loops here. There's, you know, generally thousands and thousands of loops of wire going in there. So this is what I've got to go and buy. So the major thing is that we're at a position of collecting heaps and heaps of capability together. All people have to do to participate is fill in a form. So that's greatly expanded the audience which can get involved in it, the use of it, and also increased the interest, because I perhaps don't know about the first quiz. It was about Soviet weapons in World War II, and you can see from the quiz, this person who's given it to me has a great view. He's mentioned that the submachine gun had a wind-up spring, and the pistol, or whatever it was, some pistol didn't have a safety catch. And there were these things coming through. You can pick this all up. It's amazing how you can get the actual look and feel through. But it's one of those things that email campaign is not the actual aspect. Oh, it's just giving me an idea of contacting a friend of mine, someone who, you know, in life I've spent a lot of time helping people, and you don't see, but I do have occasionally there's these people who help you for no return, and this one person called Jane Jackson. I had written, as you do, a proposal up to a company. The company just absolutely laughed, and the actual volatile personalities tweaked something with her, and she said, "Well, some person I'm going to spend my life helping. Yep, you can go across." So there's a pedestrian crossing here. This, the buy Christmas stuff is going insane. I'm just going to just enjoy this, not stress too much about this. So there's Christmas pictures of Santa everywhere. Not really. It's one picture. Christmas gift ideas. You can buy a PlayStation, HSC Sprocket, whatever that is. I don't know. Coming across. Yeah, so I've got to figure out how to disseminate this quiz, where people can ask a few questions and push forward here. Okay, I'm going to have to wait here because there's some sort of delivery truck blocking everything up. Thanks a lot for listening so far. This will be a podcast in pieces as I move forward. Off out of that errand, and the next thing I'm doing is obviously going to reverse rather than forward to get out of this park. And I'm pretty sure, just looking at it, I'm in a bay where they is trailer park, is, you know, they're renting trailers, and everyone's got their trailers out there hauling stuff away. Everyone's buying Christmas trees and all that type of stuff. Oops. Yeah, and so the incidental piece of information, the cost of a gas bottle is $26.95. So that's a massive $2.25 cheaper than actually buying it from your local store. There's local areas. These are the gas bottles, little round barbecue gas bottles, which you hook up. And I'm sure we just go through heaps of it. And it, so it turned up that I had to return this hose, and I had, what was it? I had put the receipt through the washing, so I had lost the receipt. And so it took a while for them to look it up. No fuss, no drama. And quote something I haven't heard for years, probably since I think Dame Edna Everidge used to say, I don't know who, where it came from. It says that the Beryl is none the wiser. I don't know who Beryl is and what it refers to, but that is indeed an old saying. So we'll have to stop again here for more Christmas shoppers going back and forth. It's pretty amazing. Everything's so much more busy at this point in time. The issue is that I've got to find a method of engaging people to submit quizzes. I just wonder if you've submitted one quiz and it's that easy, you know, you get basically, well, at the moment it's just an hour or so between when you submit it to when you upgrade it. Just, I don't think I'll get myself smashed up here. Okay, there's a roundabout. Again, normally there is no one in this type of stuff. So I'm going around a roundabout at the point in time. So I've got to work out a way of modelling. I suddenly have this content production. So I was providing content for these quizzes, and it's quite an involved mental process. So once they've got the quiz to listen to it, it may be that it's the 1 in 10 people that I've contacted. Now, it's sort of rather expensive contacting people, and you've got to really work out how to actually get it across. And there's sort of like, there's two ways to do a quiz. There's one is to actually write it down, I think essentially writing it down, there's sort of instruction about how you want to start to push information into the explanation. That is, if the question doesn't work, if you can't think of a question that doesn't work, put that information, that point you want to make. You want to make several points. You can convert half of them into points and half of them into embedded into in-depth interest into the information for it. I think that may be a fundamental aspect. And so essentially, you want to train people on how to write quizzes. Now, I'll just concentrate here. Now, and I want to change lanes. These are quizzes with just basically multiple choice quizzes, and you want to. Then they're produced in audio format. Just checking. Okay. They're produced in audio format. So, and then the computer takes the audio, splices it up using label tags. Now, there's all these things that I'm going to introduce here. It's instantaneously, there's a cop car there waiting for you. Are you okay now? I don't think you'd pick up too many people from that position. Okay. There's things to pick up. There's automatic stuff you can do to MP3 to eliminate white space before. There's noise reduction, which is the big advantage of really sitting down in one hit. You've got it all together, you've got the number, it's all filed, it's all produced. It really is best to put it into Audacity in one hit and basically do noise reduction. It sounds fantastic when you remove the noise signal with Audacity. So The lowest point of entry is having people provide the content to you. It's just, you know, what is the model? What fraction of the people you want to invest in? Obviously, you want to target people who are likely to produce many podcasts and can see it. There are people who would see it as a novelty, so might produce one. It's just the infection, and you want a support society, a sort of a user group of producing podcasts. So how you actually do that, and how you might, and it's sort of the information that people may want to do, may want to study going up. So there could be one about geography. It's just such a complicated thing to actually think through, where, you know, who and where can actually operate with it. There's sort of like the group of people wanting basic training. So I just want to look at the categories. There's the category of, I suppose it's people who have got a special interest. Like, there's people I met who have got a really special interest in Star Wars. There's a special interest in music. Whoops. Coming across. It's just trying to work your way, work your way through it. So it really is this incredible thing of getting people into basically podcast radio journalism, where they, like, there's a whole series of things that you have to do to get a podcast up. Normally, you have to have the ability to project your voice, to be able to talk about a particular topic, and then actually promote it. And you also have to have that basic content. And all this is really asking is, well, we're lowering the bar for you. You can just get the basic content, and you fit on that. And if you want to, you can progress further up. Another 80 kilometres an hour, keep right. So I'm just reading stories as they come up. You can hear the different road surfaces as we wind our way through along here. Now, this is pretty amazing. This is a three lane highway, you know, divided highway. So there's six lanes all up, three one way, three the other. And so essentially, it used to be a really great innovation. It used to be two lanes many years ago, and completely changed the dynamics of this part of the world, because people would suddenly get to Glenbrook. It would be 40 minutes as opposed to an hour, 10 minutes going the other way. So a massive change then. So yeah, there's these groups. It just behoves you in certain ways to actually go and talk and to engage people. So in a group, you have people. I'm just thinking of the Glenbrook Historical Society. In that group, it's to just open up the possibility, not to. It's just, I have to do it. Here's a service for you if you want to. You can experiment producing an online multiple choice to do with Glenbrook history. You know, that's one one way. I'm just trying to think of a. There really has to be sort of multiple ways going forward, but it's just connecting the even though you've reduced it down to, you just have to fill in a form, and then the podcast appears, the quiz podcast appears with all the bells and whistles. Even though you've done that, there's a need to actually structure it in a way. The knowledge is not, you're not putting all your effort into educating each person, that there's a person there able to educate the people in the area, the need to actually, the ability to fill in a form. So essentially, what you want to do is support a node person whom people can contact and they can actually talk to about putting in the form, and they can just see it produced. So they can actually, it's sort of like the channel to market. You actually don't want to, you want to produce hundreds of something or other. You don't then go want to actually sell individually 100 individual items. It's that classic channel to market issue. So essentially, say in any group, I'm just thinking of some groups that are possibly relevant. One would be So essentially, they require certain aspects to them, i.e. if they contain a lot of information, and b. they have a number of people there. You want to actually desynchronize it, i.e. have someone that over a period of time you can talk to get involved in this technology. The reason that you want to do it, the big question is, the reason you want to do it is that you want to support, build, create a condition where there's sufficient content, sufficient interest that it's worthwhile producing mobile phone apps for it, and it's also worthwhile getting the quality stuff, and also it has a strategic projection, that is, that this is not something you can ignore. You can say, oh, that person's done it, that person's too bright, that person's so off. Yeah, like, you can dismiss a data point. If someone has, say, built a nuclear reactor, for instance, say if someone in 1800 built a nuclear reactor and only they knew how it worked and it was producing stuff, you could just say, well, the status quo is this, it's unlikely to be worthwhile, and you can just really, really shut it down. And so I just saw some sort of motion there. It's just giving me, I just walked past, I just drove underneath a no airport sign. So that gives me another in, and that's to talk about, to get people to answer these basic questions. So, I may have a customer, I'm just looking at these customer groups, I'm looking at the way that it goes forward. So you want to have, I'm actually literally thinking loud at the moment, so you're actually seeing live thoughts. That is, trying to actually pick, I'm cruising time, I'm just so happy, like I'll be on time. I've always, normally going forward, I have to really worry about getting there in time. So you're this is a podcast while driving, and I don't say, oh look, I'll just hop in my car and just drive randomly anywhere for any time. And I usually have to do a few tasks, and in that time period, knock them off, so to speak. So I've got to look at that. Oops, let's move up around here. Okay. Yeah, so it could well be that this is a tool for the Climate Council. Anyone who's got something sophisticated to communicate, where it's almost like push polling, it's like, oops, I'm far out. So I would say in this recent Soviet one, it would be very obvious that, or A, you couldn't know, that you'd have to actually get the basic information across. There's certain basics which aren't there. Like in that quiz, you really need the feedback that you have to say, look, the Soviets had certain brand names of guns, and one brand name was this, and to give it more history rather. So I can see that's gone out there. So this is sort of like a fairly low key, a key way to go. So I can see the Climate Council giving some basic feedback that that people can do. And the idea that various people can actually put in quizzes. So it's actually to move on to actually get buying Black Town Tall. Okay, I'll have to stop now.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.